That tiger's long, sharp teeth give me the shivers. I'm sure glad he's behind bars in a zoo. Me? I'm Captain Harry Curtis, skipper of the SS Steel Trader. Many's the time I carried lions, elephants, and other jungle beasts for my friend Frank Buck. In fact, that tiger who just roared at us, Frank Buck brought him back alive on my ship. And there's a real rip-snorting yarn about that tiger. Interested? Well, heave to, mates, and listen. A few years back, Frank Buck was down in Malaya. One day, Ollie, his Malayan boy, came tearing into the house.
Tuan Buck, tiger, big tiger, killed cow.
What's this, Ollie? Did you say a tiger killed a cow? Where?
At rubber plantation near Johor Bahru.
Let's go. We'll get that tiger before he does any more harm. And what's more, we'll take him alive.
When Buck and Ollie drove up to the plantation, they found the workers huddled together. Buck walked up to the men and said,
"Would you like to catch the tiger that killed your cow?"
Yes, shoot tiger.
I don't want to shoot him. I want to catch him alive and put him in a cage. Will you help me? Good. Now, the first thing to do is to dig a big hole. And let me see now, about here. The tiger came out of the jungle through the fence there. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he'll come back the same way. Don't you think so, Ollie?
Yes, Tuan. Tiger always come back.
We've got to dig that hole very deep. Narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. When the tiger falls in, he won't be able to leap out again. Let's get started. Well, Ollie, there's a hole to catch a tiger. All we have to do now is cover it with palm leaves and wait.
Yes, Tuan, we wait.
So, Frank Buck, Ollie, and the men on the plantation waited. One day, 2 days, nothing happened. But on the morning of the third day, the angry roaring of a tiger woke Buck. He dashed out of bed and ran to the pit. He found Ollie already there, peering into the hole.
Tuan, look, tiger caught. Big fella.
Why, he's the biggest tiger I've ever seen. And look at him leap.
Tuan, watch out.
He nearly leaped out of the hole that time. Ollie, quick, get them in and cover this hole with logs. We're in for trouble. Now, Ollie, how are we going to get him out of the pit? We can't just lower a cage and lure him into it.
No. Tiger jump on cage. Jump out of hole.
Right. We've got to think of something else to do. Let me see. Oh, I've got it. We need rope. Lots of rope. Now, men, I'm going to try to lasso that tiger. And when I yell, pull the ropes till the tiger's head's up near the top of the pit. Now, here goes.
Watch out, Tuan. Tiger, jump. Jump close.
I got a rope around his neck. Oh, no, he just brushed it off. Now I got it. Now I got him.
No, he bite rope.
Oh, hand me another rope, Ollie.
Yes, Tuan.
Now, a loop around his neck. Oh, I got him.
Tiger, jump.
I got to get another rope around his legs.
You got him, Tuan. You got him.
Now, pull. Pull hard. Now, hold him right there. Don't let go. Now, men, lower the cage down to the hole. Steady. Steady now. Good. Ollie, I'm going down to that pit.
No, Tuan. It's dangerous.
I'm going down there anyhow. Have you got a rifle handy?
Yes, Tuan.
Well, stand by.
All right, now. Lower the tiger. Easy. Easy. Don't let go of those ropes. Steady. Steady.
He's in. In cage. Close door. Quick.
There. Door shut. Now, quick, throw me down the hammer and nails.
No nails.
Oh, hurry. Hurry with the nails. Quick. I can't hold this door much longer.
Here, hammer. Nails.
Well, quick now. Throw the nails down here.
We got Tiger. We got him.
Harry will be up. Harry will be up. Harry will be up.
Well, Buck finally nailed down the door of the cage and got that tiger out of the pit. But Buck's troubles weren't over. Not by a long shot.
Harry will be up.
Buck finally brought the tiger to Singapore. He and Ollie loaded him aboard my ship. From the very first, that tiger spelled trouble. Being cooped up in a cage made him madder than a typhoon. Raised such a ruckus that Buck couldn't keep him with the other animals. On the fifth day out, we hit a storm. I wasn't worried. The worst that could happen was a little spray. I thought. That night, I was wakened by the first mate knocking on my cabin door.
Captain! Captain! Captain Curtis, wake up!
What? What is it?
Open up, quick!
What's the matter?
Big waves. Just smashed one of Mr. Buck's cages. Tiger's loose.
What did you say? A tiger?
Aye, sir. We shut off the lower deck
and
the bed.
Get Buck here at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello, Captain.
Look here, Frank. I can't take any chances.
But, Captain, I've just got to get that tiger alive. If you knew the trouble I went through...
I've got passengers aboard this ship, and I can't take a risk.
I promised to carry a loaded rifle with me. And if I can't take the tiger alive, I'll shoot to kill.
Well, you're a good shot. All right. But remember this. I'll be right out there on the bridge. And if I think the animal should be killed, you'll have to submit to my decision.
Right.
As the dawn came up, I stepped out on the bridge with my rifle. I could see Buck and Ollie creep through the hatch on the lower deck. Peering around, I could just make out the striped wildcat lurking among some oil barrels. Buck raised his rifle and walked forward, slowly. The tiger bared his teeth and snarled. Buck moved closer. Ollie raised his pistol. I released the catch on my rifle. And then, the tiger turned and leaped to the open deck. He was scared. What was this? Buck shooting at the tiger? No. He was firing blanks, trying to frighten the cat some more. Buck and Ollie ran after the tiger, who was leaping around and around the deck. Then I saw what Buck was up to. He was trying to maneuver the big cat up the steps leading to the promenade deck, and then into the officer's mess room. Just when Buck chased the tiger to the steps, the cat stopped and turned. He opened his powerful jaws and roared.
Ollie, get ready. Shoot to kill.
Yes, Twark.
This was it. I aimed at the tiger myself. I hope we get the cat before he got Buck. For a moment, everything stopped dead. The tiger, showing his nasty teeth, poised to spring. Ollie and I, ready to shoot. I was starting to pull the trigger when Buck shouted,
"Stop! Stop! Don't shoot!"
It was Buck, firing blanks again. The tiger turned and scurried up the steps with Buck and Ollie close behind him. He leaped into the mess room and Buck slammed the door. That was just round one. The ship's carpenter had repaired the broken cage and brought it to the mess room. Buck pulled open the door as Ollie shoved the open cage up against the entrance to the room. I went over to speak to Buck.
Well, we've got him, Captain.
Not quite, Frank. How are you going to lock him in his cage?
Well, there's a dumb waiter in the back of the mess room I'm going to crawl through there and...
Are you crazy, man? I can't allow it on my ship.
You promised to give me a chance, and you can stand by and shoot any time you think you should.
Well, all right.
Thank you, Skipper.
I took my place at a window looking into the mess room. The tiger was snarling and growling near the large table in the center of the room. The dumbwaiter window opened, and out crawled Buck, with a pistol in one hand and a lasso in the other. With his eye on the tiger, Buck stepped cautiously onto the table. He threw one end of the rope into the cage and yelled to the sailors,
"Grab the rope quick! When I tell you to pull, pull for all you're worth."
The tiger snarled at Buck and reared up with his forepaws on the other end of the table. For a moment, Buck stood stock still. And then I noticed him letting out the loop of his lasso. Slowly he advanced toward the tiger. I felt my finger tighten on the trigger of my rifle. Then suddenly the rope flashed. The lasso noosed round the cat's neck. Buck pulled it tight.
Pull, pull!
Tiger's great tawny head snapped back as my men yanked the rope. The tiger was sliding toward the door. He roared. He struggled to dig his claws into the floor. He flouted for a grip on a table leg or a chair, but he kept right on sliding, slowly. At the threshold, my men yanked the rope and dumped the tiger into the cage.
Ollie, quick! Shut the cage!
Yes, yes, Twan.
The tiger was a prisoner once more. After that, well, as you can see, Buck delivered the tiger safely to the zoo. Big feller, isn't he?
Brown tiger, brown, slinky tiger, orange and black, pacing forward, up and back. Growl, tiger, growl, growl, tiger, growl. In his cage he roars for meat, roars for something juicy to eat. Do you think a zoo's complete?